And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. A newly elected mayor in Idaho is showing his true colors. Dan Gookin, who campaigned as a man of the people and promised stronger leadership, has been exposed, calling Christian conservatives mindless cult member group thinking morons. The press somehow forgot to mention those views when they celebrated his victory. Gookin vowed to protect neighborhoods and support small businesses, but apparently just not the ones owned by those pesky Christians who dare to think differently than he does. The corruption of women's sports continues in Minnesota, where 7 biological males are now competing in women's hockey with 4 of them on the same team. One woman quit, citing safety concerns. Yeah, imagine that, not wanting to get body checked by a 6-foot man. Meanwhile, in Britain, a former soccer player faces prison for the crime of noticing female announcers might be diversity hires. He compared 2 commentators to serial killers, not literally, but as a joke about how they murder fans' ears. The real offense? Suggesting they were DEI hires. British prosecutors called him an unapologetic bully for posting mean tweets. His sentencing is December the 8th, just proving the fact that in the UK, when you hurt feelings, that's now more criminal than actual crime. And President Trump signed an executive order recently protecting religious foster families from discrimination. He was joined by the Marvins of Massachusetts, who stood beside him during the executive order signing. They're a Christian couple who lost their foster license for refusing to affirm LGBT ideology. They had fostered 8 children under the age of 4, but were told that their faith made them unfit parents. This order now directs federal agencies to stop states from blocking qualified foster families over their religious convictions. GLAAD is currently panicking over television becoming 41% less woke next season, with LGBT character representation dropping from 489 to something more reflective of actual demographics. The CEO of GLAAD warns that this is happening at a critical juncture when hateful rhetoric is running unchecked. Translation, audiences are voting with their remotes. A Virginia jury just awarded a teacher $10 million after finding a vice principal liable for ignoring repeated warnings that a 6-year-old student had brought a gun to school. The boy shot the teacher in the chest, then bragged about it. Multiple staff members had informed the vice principal about the gun hours before the shooting actually took place, but she did nothing. And her defense amounted to warning against Monday morning quarterbacking. Apparently, investigating gun threats from violent students is just too much to ask school administrators to do these days. The Attorney General in Florida is suing Planned Parenthood for lying about abortion pill safety, citing evidence that 1 in 25 women who take these drugs end up hospitalized, with dozens of reported deaths. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content, both of which you can do at fortisinstitute.org. And also, don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.